My guest at this time is Richard Miniter, investigative reporter and best-selling author. His latest book is Eyes on Target, Inside Stories from the Brotherhood of the U.S. Navy SEALs. And, Rich, it's great to have you in studio. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Another part of the Navy SEAL story, of course, is SEAL Team 6, the successful raid to kill Osama bin Laden in May of 2011. But what's not as well reported, although there are some lawsuits now about this, is how many of those team members were killed in a subsequent attack on a chopper full of SEALs in Afghanistan, and whether or not, let's say, loose lips from Vice President Biden played a major role in that. Just how big of a blow was that to the SEALs, and how do we determine how much administration officials talking about this played a role in this?
Well, SEAL Team 6 is designed to be ultra-secret. This is America's top commando team. It's the team that went in and killed Osama bin Laden in May of 2011. And they did not like the Vice President Biden, turning them into a political plaything, citing SEAL Team 6 as the killers of Osama bin Laden. And less than 90 days after bin Laden's death in Pakistan, a helicopter, Extortion 17, was shot down over Afghanistan by forces allied with Osama bin Laden and his followers. Now, this helicopter shootdown, Extortion 17, is the largest loss of life among the Navy SEALs since World War II. And the family members, wives, the widows, mothers and fathers of those SEALs think that it's political. And you know what? When in the course of our interviews, we discovered a number of SEALs think so, too. They think that this shootdown of this helicopter was a revenge plot by al-Qaeda inspired by Vice President Biden's comment. That is on top of other things that we mentioned in Eyes on Target that show that the SEALs feel increasingly politicized under the Obama administration. And one of the things we demonstrated here is SEALs who've been prosecuted for crimes they didn't commit, found innocent, but sort of forced into retirement. We've seen a record number of retirements from the Navy SEALs. This is something the media is ignoring, but it's an important story because the SEALs, like our other special forces, are the tip of the spear. They're the people who are actually out there killing and capturing terrorists. Without them, we lose the war on terror. Without them, al-Qaeda carries out attacks in America's public schools, its offices, and its shopping malls. So politicizing the SEALs is a dangerous game, and unfortunately, it's one of the games President Obama's playing.
When it comes to the culture, you talk a lot in the book, you and Scott, about the culture of the SEALs, and when you compare that to the attitude towards the military and U.S. foreign policy from this administration, how big of a clash is there, and where's that clash heading?
The Obama administration's political appointees at the Department of Defense really want to make the SEALs and other special forces more like a college campus with political correctness and speech codes. And this is something that drives the SEALs nuts. One of the reasons why the SEALs are so effective is that enlisted men can challenge their officers. And in fact, the SEALs have debates during missions, before missions, and certainly after missions about what to do next. And those debates are open and honest because nothing is off the table. Any language can be used. Anybody can voice an opinion. It's simply not a top-down operation because every man involved in a SEAL operation is thinking and contributing to the thinking of the operation. It's much more likely to succeed and much more likely to adapt. As we saw, for example, in the movie Lone Survivor, where the four SEALs in Afghanistan actually have a debate about what to do with the Shepherds. Those kind of debates happen all the time. We document a number of them in our book, Eyes on Target. By the way, we have more information about the Lone Survivor story than has made it into the movie or the book. So through interviews, we have new information to add about what happened to the Afghan warlord they were targeting and what really went down on that mission and what happened before and after. But the political correctness is really poisoning the SEALs and the military. Look, the military should not be a social laboratory for politicians or activists to play out experiments. It's a serious matter. You don't want to distract the lifeguard or people will die.
Rich, last 60 seconds here. There's obviously been an incredible amount of heroism conducted by our armed forces in all different branches, all different sections. When it comes to special operations, you've got the Delta Force, you've got the Rangers, you've got the SEALs, of course, and other groups. What was it about the SEALs that made you and Scott focus specifically on them in this book?
Well, the SEALs are an organization in which Scott McEwen and I both have had more than a decade worth of contacts. And remember, these people are covert operatives, certainly while they're in. And they're very private when they're out. So building up those relationships took a very long time. To start over with the Rangers, I'm sure they've got great stories. Delta Force, they have great stories, would take another decade. So that's one aspect of it. The other is the SEALs are unique in that they are a well-defined and unique culture, and that's worth paying attention to.
Rich, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Rick.
Rich Miniter is an award-winning investigative reporter and best-selling author. The new book, Eyes on Target, written with co-author Scott McEwen. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.